Hey, let's say a paragraph about James Parker. James Parker. Wait, it's loading up. Mr. Parker is a 72-year-old gentleman with a history of non-small cell lung cancer, period. Patient noted on November of 2022, hoarseness following cough. This persisted for 5 weeks, started having blood in the sputum. Patient has a history of coronary artery disease, 50-pack year smoking, period, and hypertension. Patient workup revealed moderate size right apical mass with medial pleural based neoplastic tumor mass measuring 3.5 by 3.5 by 2.5. This was recognized as a Pancoal's tumor with dilated laryngeal ventricle, suggestive of a right vocal cord paralysis. 11-millimeter pulmonary nodule was found in the superior segment of the right lower lobe, consistent with metastatic disease. PET scan subsequently showed the right apical mass increased in size, now 5.5 by 4.5 centimeter. Increased size of metastatic pulmonary nodule. Also, increased activity in the GE junction, suspicious for malignancy. Large right-sided pneumothorax was found. Patient's disease was staged at 3B. This is a non-surgically resectable tumor. Patient was scheduled for chemotherapy with carboplatin and Taxol, followed by immunotherapy. After much discussion, patient showed no interest. Patient declined radiation and or chemotherapy and has been placed on hospice now. Patient appears to be in pain, has had significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, weakness, pain requiring pain medication, severe patient is now bedbound because of his weakness. He's not able to ambulate. Has a KPS score of 40%. Lucian is married, lives with his wife, who's also his primary caregiver. KPS score was noted at 50% at this time. He is responsive and is in pain at the time of evaluation. Overall prognosis remains poor, most likely has less than 6 months to live given the tumor burden and the extension of his metastatic tumor. Thank you.